Kyle Rittenhouse meets Donald Trump in Mar-a-Lago. By Paul Bois on November 24, 2021. Former President Donald Trump welcomed 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse on Monday for a meeting at Mar-a-Lago. The meeting reportedly happened on Monday during Kyle's publicized trip to the state of Florida. Two sources familiar with the meeting told Breitbart News. Photo of the moment, obtained by Sean Hannity of Fox News, instantly began circulating online. Rittenhouse was acquitted last Friday on the basis of self-defense for the killing of two men, Joseph Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber, who attacked him during the Kenosha, Wisconsin riots of 2020. President Trump celebrated Friday's acquittal. Congratulations to Kyle Rittenhouse for being found innocent of all charges. It's called being found not guilty, and by the way, if that's not self-defense, nothing is, the former president said in a statement. In 2020, as the media attempted to frame Rittenhouse as a vigilante murderer, Trump said video evidence appeared to show that Kyle acted in self-defense. "We're looking at all of it. And that was an interesting situation. You saw the same tape as I saw. And he was trying to get away from them, I guess, it looks like. And he fell, and then they very violently attacked him. And it was something that we're looking at right now, and it's under investigation. But I guess he was in very big trouble. He would have been. He probably would have been killed." Trump broke news of his meeting with Kyle Rittenhouse during an interview with Sean Hannity in which he referred to him as a nice young man. "Really a nice young man. What he went through, he should have, that was prosecutorial misconduct. He should not have had to suffer through a trial for that. He was going to be dead. If he didn't pull that trigger, that guy that put the gun to his head, in one quarter of a second, he was going to pull the trigger, Kyle would have been dead," Trump said. "Just left Mar-a-Lago a little while ago and he should never have been put through that. That was prosecutorial misconduct, and it's happening all over the United States right now with the Democrats," he added.